All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Sky Ridge Pegasus Infrastructure Financing District. Today's August 12th, 2026. It's 3:06 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Val, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Val Ovison, the chair of the board.
Tyler Aldis, vice chair.
Hayden Smith, secretary.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
All right, I do not see any members of the public on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board, we need to hold a public hearing related to budget amendments to the 2025 budget. So during that, Shelby will walk through it for us, and then we'll take any potential public comment and then come out of the public hearing. So could I get a motion to go into or open the public hearing?
So moved.
Thanks, Val.
This is Tyler. I second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, do you want to walk through it for us?
I will. Yeah. So, board, we've covered this previously, but I'll just kind of give you all a reminder here. We needed to amend the general fund for 2025. The total expenditures were within the budget. However, the developer had paid the expenditures on behalf of the district. And so we recognized that developer advance. And then using the working capital funds, the district reimbursed the developer. So we had the expenditures here, and then this $48,000 is the repayment. So both of those are included in the total appropriation. So just needed to account for that activity beyond how it was originally budgeted. Any questions or any further discussion on that piece?
No, thank you,
Okay.
Shelby.
Okay.
I do not see any members of the public. Christy, have we had any members of the public join down there?
No.
Okay. So with that, board, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Thanks, Val.
This is Tyler. I second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, next up, board meeting minutes from our May 13th meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They did to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Could I
Yeah.
get a
Michael,
motion?
I make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes as presented.
Thanks, Tyler.
Second.
Thanks, Val. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, walk us through the quarterly stuff.
Okay, will do. All right, first item we have is the quarterly expenditure and payment listing. So the amounts totaled $3,338,980.25. Largest line items here were for capital outlay, payments to the developer for infrastructure costs. We also had some administrative costs and then the interest payment that occurred on June 1st, on those bonds, which was paid from capitalized interest. Any questions on the payment listing?
No.
Okay. So what I need is a motion then to approve the payment listing. And some background, I don't know if we've told you, but state auditor has sent out I guess guidance to all of the outside auditors that they want to check to make sure all of the board has seen these expenditure listings. That way the board can approve them. That way they know the full board has seen everything that's been spent and expensed. So that's why we need to do this going forward. So, can I get a motion then to
Yeah.
approve?
Michael, I make a motion we approve the quarterly payment listing as presented.
Thanks, Tyler.
Second.
Thanks, Val. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. Moving on to the June 30 financial statements for the district, starting here on the balance sheet. Total assets for the district were just under 43.9 million. Of that, about 1.4 million represents funds in the capital projects fund. That does include a portion of the working capital fund. So total project funds still available as of June was about 1,375,000. The debt service assets of 42.35 million includes the assessment receivable of 37.5. That represents the assessment lien that was placed on the property when the bonds were issued, as well as funds remaining at UMB, which are restricted to those bonds. And then about 63,000 in the general fund for a portion of the working capital fund, and then some prepaid expenses that occurred just due to some duplicate payments between what was processed from working capital and some costs that the developer paid on behalf of the district too. So I've been working with Hayden to get those cleared up. Current accounts payable were about 10,000, and then this deferred assessment revenue matches that assessment receivable above. So next page is the general fund budget to actual. There's been interest income earned on the fund sitting in the working capital fund of about 1,700. Expenses are about 18,000 through the first 6 months. As of this point in the year, things are trending in line with the total budget. And then we did recognize a developer advance of 18,000 again for some costs that the developer paid on behalf of the district. Next page is the debt service fund. Revenues here through June just represent interest income. And then expenditures is that first half of the interest payment that was paid on June 1. The second half here will be paid on December 1st. And then last page is the capital projects fund. We've got interest income here as well for about 67,000. And then total payments made from that construction fund through June 2026, just under 4.3 million. And again, about 1,375,000 remaining there as of the end of June. With that, are there any questions or any further detail you'd like to go into on the financials?
So, Shelby, I do have a question. So, Hayden, you just sent in the requisition value signed. We got an email back today telling us that we didn't have enough funds in the construction account to pay the full requisition. So, Shelby, these numbers are for June 30, correct?
Correct.
The requisition was for 800,000, and we'll call it 801,000. They're saying that there will be 443 that won't be covered. So that'd be what, 300 and call it 57-ish. So can you look, Shelby, and see for us kind of timing and why it would be down? So, and then just to let you guys know, we will go ahead and tell them to fund what they have in there, but it's going to be the 443 short. So I just want you guys to know that that's going to be the case. And then if Shelby can just look and kind of tell us timeline of, how everything's played out.
Yeah, I just pulled that up actually. So on July 23rd, there was a payment to Pegasus Development for about 939,000.
Okay, well then that explains it.
Okay, so Shelby, I think I was looking at the wrong number. So, and we already paid it as the developer. We've already made those payments, so it was more of a reimbursement. And we're almost at the finish line here. And so I was looking at, so the balance, I guess, at the end of the quarter was 1.4, right? Not the 5.6. Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. Okay. That would explain a lot to us. So no,
So
Michael,
just
that makes perfect sense. We're in looking at the sheet. We knew the fund would actually be kind of closed out. Here real soon. And so, that's part of, us finishing it off with our working capital. So,
okay, perfect.
yeah.
Well, I'm
And like I
glad it
said,
makes sense.
these. Do we need to amend that request?
We'll double check. What I think, Val, is we'll reach out and tell them to fund what they have and see if they want us to do a new requisition. If they don't, Then we'll just continue to process this one. I'm not sure what they'll say, but if we need to, Val, and you see a share file, it just means we're going to change the requisition.
Yeah, just the paperwork. Okay.
Yep.
That makes perfect sense, Michael. Thank
Okay.
you.
So with this getting closed out, there is a chance that we need to have a resolution that the board acknowledges that the construction fund is now at zero. That way everybody knows. So let us double check if we need to have that. Timing wise, we'll ask UMB if they can wait till our next quarterly meeting or if they need to do something sooner.
Well,
So,
and if it helps, but again, Michael, we already processed those payments and those payments have already been made. And so if it makes it easier on the paperwork, we could simply wait till the next quarter and, do a resolution and then do a draw to close out the project fund.
no,
And
I
I
would say
mean,
let's keep the requisition.
okay,
So no matter
perfect.
what, whether we need to change the dollar amount or if we can keep this, let's do the resolution or let's do the payments. I need to look at the indenture. Shelby, I don't know if you want to look. It's in section three, I want to say. We're having this issue with another district. That's why I'm bringing it up, is we were informed we needed to do a resolution. So, based on the indenture. So if we need to, we'll just put it on the next agenda. I just wanted you guys to know, give you the
Yeah,
update.
perfect.
So,
Thanks, Michael.
okay.
So the
So what I would
1.4
need
million,
then, oh, sorry, Val.
the 1.4 million dollar ending fund balance, what does that represent?
So, Val, that's a combination primarily of the construction fund balance as of June, which was the 1,375,000. And then we also have accounted for a portion of the working capital fund, which is there to fund the administrative costs. So that's included in this 1,434,000.
Okay, and subsequent events set to June 30th, that's gone down by 900,000.
Yes.
Yeah. Last month, Val, there was, I think the draw was, yeah, about 900,000. So.
Okay, so with that clarification, what I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented for the second quarter.
So moved.
Thanks, Al.
This is Tyler. I second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me throw up the resolution. This is just like the other resolutions that we adopt for the budget, for the final budget. It just says we had a 25 final budget. We amended it to account for the items Shelby went through. So you're just approving the amendment to the budget.
So you need a motion to approve the resolution,
I
Michael.
do.
This is Tyler. I make a motion to approve resolution 26-02 as presented.
Thanks, Tyler.
Second.
Thanks, Val. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. And Val and Hayden, will you just look for a share file? I'll send that right after the meeting for you guys to sign this one.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Anything else you guys have for us? Anything?
Not on Pegasus, so I'd say call the meeting, but I do want to share something on the golf that's happening next door.
Nice. All right. If there's nothing else then for the meeting, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks, Val.
This is Tyler. I second the motion.
Thanks, Tyler. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Let me stop sharing.